I continued interest in membrane processes. And so what happened is I trifurcated over the first couple of years. Right after my thesis, I had a summer at Amicon Corporation, a summer employee, and that was an incredibly stimulating environment. And I was out there when hollow fiber ultrafiltration membranes were first developed, and they were looking for applications and trying to understand how they worked. And so I got involved in some basic work in an application that led to a new process called hemofiltration. And that was really very exciting. I got involved in some work on membrane oxygenation. Actually, that started when I was a student through some consulting. I had sat next to a student, Richard Buckles, who had worked on oxygen transport in blood. And there was a request for a consultant that came in while I was a doctoral student working on a device to take oxygen out of blood to power a fuel cell for an artificial heart. And I made use of the work in his thesis in my consulting and got interested in that. That got me interested in oxygen transport in blood. I was also approached a couple of days after I joined the faculty by Bob Lees, who then was in the Department of Nutrition and Food Science, who said, he walks in his office and he said to me, "I'm looking for a collaborator. I just went to see Ed Merrill. He's tied up. He sent me to you. You interested in collaborating?" I said, "What's it about?" He said he's interested in atherosclerosis and how lipids get into the wall of the artery. I said, "Well, you're the first guy in the door, sit down. Why don't we do it?" So it literally happened like that. I said, "Okay, how do I go find out about this stuff?" And so I began to learn to read. Started going to meetings. One of the first meetings I went to, maybe the first, was a World Congress on, might have, not have been the first, but it was an early one. It was a World Congress on Atherosclerosis in, might have been Canada, might have been Toronto. And I met one other engineer there who also was starting to get involved in this area. That was Bob Narum. He was learning about it as well. And as a result of my learning, I started to get into experimental work here. First, looking at the transport of lipoproteins across synthetic membranes. And we quickly realized we weren't going to learn a lot that way. And so we decided to actually do experiments in animals. It was a very painful growth and learning period. We benefited by having somebody who was a visiting professor at the Clinical Research Center named Don Zilversmith, who had done work on lipid uptake into vessels, and he helped us get started with animal experiments. And for about, 15 years, I had animal experiments going on here in rabbits mainly, and also some in monkeys. That got me pretty deeply into biology, actually, or learning a lot about pathology, histology, anatomy. So that was another direction.